Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a poll about politics and issues in Tampa, Florida. Are you registered to vote in the city of Tampa?
I am.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent?
Democrat.
And this upcoming March, Tampa will hold elections for city council and mayor. How likely are you to vote in these elections? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
And could you please tell me your age?
29.
And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 elections? Did you vote by mail, early in person, or on election day?
By mail.
Okay. And under new Florida law, people who voted by mail in previous elections no longer receive a mail-in ballot. For the next upcoming elections, automatically, you must ask to receive one. Knowing this, how likely are you to request a mail ballot from the Hillsborough Supervisor of Elections for the upcoming March 2023 elections for mayor? Very likely, somewhat, or not likely at all?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. And in general, do you think that the city of Tampa is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Neutral.
And do you feel the growth and development Tampa is experiencing in more of a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing. Between the
two. And thank you for your patience. As things stand now, would you vote to reelect Jean Castro as mayor of Tampa, or would you vote for someone new to replace her?
That would depend on who's running.
Okay. So would you lean towards someone new or vote to reelect Castro?
I guess no answer for that. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to say without actually looking at the candidates.
Okay. In general, which of the following candidates in the upcoming March City Council races would you choose? One who works with Mayor Castro to pass her agenda, or one who opposes Mayor Castro's on nearly every one of her programs and interest, says the City Council should have more power?
Someone willing to work with, I suppose.
And which of the following do you feel is the most important issue or problem facing the city of Tampa today? You could choose two. I have crime and public safety, flooding and the threat of sea level rise, jobs and economic development, affordable housing, traffic congestion, and conditions of streets, too much city government spending. And you could pick two.
Oh, I didn't realize the list was over. The ocean level rising, and what was the
crime and public safety, jobs and economic development, affordable housing, traffic congestion, and conditions of streets?
Affordable housing.
Okay. And tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion for each of the following. Janet Cruz.
Very favorable.
Okay. And what about Bill Carson?
Neutral. I usually have to look up the local officials.
Okay. So would you say somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. The other one would be Ron DeSantis.
Whatever the most negative is.
Okay. What about Joseph Citros?
I don't know who that is off the top of my head.
Sean Shaw?
Same.
Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Orlando Goods?
Orlando Goods?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't that is.
Okay. Oh, Lynn, do apologize. Lynn Hartank?
Not sure.
Janet Castro. Jean Castro, do apologize. Jean Castro.
That name's familiar, but I'm not sure.
Okay. What about Sandy Merman?
Same deal.
Bob Enriquez?
Same.
And also, Guido Maniscalcio.
Same deal.
Okay. Now, Mark, which candidate you would vote for if you had to vote in the elections for mayor and city council today? I have Jean Castro or Bill Carlson.
I don't know. I'd have to look up them.
Well, would you lean towards Jean Castro or Bill Carlson?
I don't know anything about them. I couldn't say.
Okay. And what about for City Council District 1? Sonia P. Brookins, Joseph Citro, Alan Clendenin, or Chase Harrison?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to be very helpful with this kind of specifics. I get the mail-in ballot so I can look up the candidates.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great evening.